The time is 9 p.m., and you are listening to your radio station, community-supported, community-sponsored, listener-supported, KBOO, Portland, 90.7 FM.
This KBOO program has been made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from DEX, your source for local information, in the book, on CD-ROM, or online at dexonline.com.
What is at stake is more than one small country. It is a big idea, a new world order. Thank you.
Well, good evening to you, one and all, on this beautiful spring evening. My name is Jewel. You are listening to your radio station, KBOO Portland, 90.7 FM. We are on the air because you care, and boy, did you. You came through again. We reached our goal for our latest membership drive. We've got lots of new members, lots of people renewing memberships, and that is so important right now because, as you know, our airwaves are under attack from the current administration. Let's not mince words about it. They would love nothing more than to have Rupert Murdoch tell you what you can listen to. And I don't know if Mr. Murdoch likes this kind of music, or if he likes our political programming, or maybe our poetry, or our satire, news and public affairs, soul music, Latino music, Persian music. I mean, music from all around the world. That's what you find when you tune your dial to KBOO 90.7. And thanks to you, we're going to be on the air. And that is so very, very important in these very difficult times. So we opened with the Smoky Chimney and a set of reels called Rolling in the Barrel, the Torn Jacket, and the Flowers of Limerick. It's a great group. Jerry Harrington, Egan O'Sullivan, and Paul DeGray. Great group. Hope they come back soon. But to kick off this Celtic hour, my name is Jewel, by the way. Thanks for tuning me in and turning me on. I love it when you do that. I thought we'd have a little bit of fun here with an old scratchy record that you'll probably relate to for this day. And then we'll follow it up by a song from Dick Goggin. And then because you've been so, so very, very good, we'll make a few brief announcements, and then we'll play some music from Matt Malloy's Pub and let it run. So just for fun, here we go with the song of the day. I'm sure you'll recognize it, especially if you're still erasing and penciling in at this very moment.
One, two, three, four. One, two.
Let me tell you how it will be. There's one for you, 19 for me. 'Cause I'm the tax man.
Cause I'm the masters when Jesus walked the land. In Judea and in Galilee they ruled with an iron hand. And the poor were sick with hunger, and the rich were clothed in splendor, and the rebels, whipped and crucified, hung rotting as a warning. And Jesus knew the answer. Give unto Caesar what is Caesar's? Said, love your enemies. But Judas was a zealot, and he wanted to be free. Resist, he said, the Romans' tyranny. Now Jesus was a conjurer, and miracles were his game. And he fed the hungry thousands, and they glorified his name. He cured the lame and the lepers, and he calmed the wind and the weather. And the wretched flocked to touch him, so their troubles would be taken. And Jesus knew the answer. All you who labor, all you who suffer, only believe in me. But Judas sought a world where no one starved or begged for bread. The poor are always with us, Jesus said. So stand up for Judas and the cause that Judas served. It was Jesus who betrayed the poor with his word. Now Jesus sowed division where none had been before. Not the slave against the master, but the poor against the poor. Set son to rise up against father, and brother to fight against brother. For he that is not with me is against me, was his teaching. Said Jesus, I am the answer. You unbelievers shall burn forever, shall die in your sins. Not sheep and goats, said Judas, but together we may dare shake off the chains of tyranny we share. So stand up for Judas and the cause that Judas served. It was Jesus who betrayed the poor with his word. Jesus stood upon the mountain with a distance in his eyes. I am the way, the life, he cried, the light that never dies. So renounce all earthly treasures and pray to your heavenly Father. And he pacified the hopeless with the hope of life eternal. Said Jesus, I am the answer. When you hunger, only remember your rewards in heaven. So Jesus preached the other world, but Judas wanted this, and he betrayed his master with a kiss. So stand up for Judas and the cause that Judas served. It was Jesus who betrayed the poor with his word. By sword and gun and crucifix, Christ's gospel has been spread. 2,000 cruel years have shown the way that Jesus led. The heretics burned in torture, and the butcher and bloody crusaders. The bombs and rockets sanctified that rained down death from heaven. They followed Jesus. They knew the answer. All unbelievers must be believers, or else be broken. So place no trust in saviors, Judas said, for everyone must be to his or her own self a son.
And that was Dick Goggin with a Leon Rosselson song, stand up for Judas. In the wake of the latest discovery of the Gospel of Judas, my gosh, history may need to be rewritten. Wouldn't that be something? And it wouldn't be the first time. Well, a couple of announcements, and then we'll get to some frivolity and just tunes without me talking. Couple of things. Our friend in exile in Canada, Rosemary Quinn, is still hoping that all of you will be inspired to take up the case for the widows pass the Widows Penalty Act. You can write to your congressmen, your senators, your legislators, just inundate them with phone calls, with letters, emails, whatever, and really put the word out that we need to get immigration reform so that people like Rosemary Quinn, one of the first widows to be deported under this outlandish, outdated dinosaur of a immigration net that they've cast. She was exiled to Canada after living here for 30 years and with her common-law husband for 25, who she married on his deathbed. But in Oregon, if you're not married for 2 years and you're a foreign national, off you go to your country of origin, even if you haven't been there for 40 years. So for more information about that, you can go to www.tonghon.com. That's T like Tom, O-N like Nancy, K-O-N like Nancy.com, and read the entire Widows Act, all of the updates, and the stories of the widows who have been deported because their husbands have died. Two of them in Iraq, and they deported the widows anyway. The Portland Kaylee Society's Third Friday Kaylee will be on the 21st of April and will feature the Kulon Tea Reunion, starring Carrie Novotny, Bob Soper, Danny O'Hanlon, and special guest Fela Megan. They will reunite on this night only for a reunion gig. That's Friday, April the 21st at 8 p.m. at the PPAA Hall, 618 Southeast Alder, across from the Melody Ballroom here in Portland. For additional information, you can go to www.kaylee.wizardisland.org. That'll give you all of the upcoming things. There's also other Kaylees that are going on. If you have information about an event, please email me at CelticHour@AOL.com, and I'll be more than happy to pass that information along. Also, the third Saturday Contra Dance is going on at the Fulton Park Community Center, 31 Southwest Miles in Portland, and that is usually hosted by Pied de Terre, and they have a caller. It's an all-ages event, and they encourage you to come. Very exciting event coming up on Saturday, the 22nd, is the Artichoke Music Backgate Stage Local Heroes Concert Series from noon to 1:30, featuring Fadista Alejandra Couteau, and it's just wonderful. Bossa de Fado is the name of the trio, and it's just incredible Portuguese singing. It's all ages. Now, the last time they were there, you couldn't get in with a shoehorn. And this is at noon on Saturday. So I would suggest, if you want to hear some amazing singing and wonderful accompaniment, please go down and see Bossa de Fado and experience the great singing of Fadista Alejandra Couteau. That's at Artichoke Music at 3135 Southeast Hawthorne from noon to 1:30 on Saturday. Also coming up, April the 20th, at the Church of the Living Swing, Northeast 6th and Prescott, Lord Buckley's 100th birthday. It's a hip-o-rama, so be sure and get yourself over there. It's from 6 p.m. till, moon. Who knows? Get out of here, Don. Anyway, it's live jazz, comedy, chili, and rare footage of the Lord Buckley himself. So don't miss that one. And if that weren't enough, KABU is hosting the National Community Radio Conference this weekend. Now you can come and celebrate early at our conference showcase event Friday, April the 21st at the Doug Fir Lounge, which is just right next door to KABU here at 20 Southeast 8th. Doors open at 8, performance starts at 9, and it features Conjunto Alegre, which is salsa, shushuba, afrobeat, DJ Anjali and the Incredible Kid, bhangra, and just like goddesses, belly dancing. Price is $10. All proceeds benefit KABU Community Radio. For more information, visit us on the web at www.kbo.fm, the same place that you can go and stream us live. Let's see, other events coming up. Hans Araki is playing every Tuesday night at Imbibe. Imbibe is located between 22nd and 23rd on Hawthorne. Earth Day celebrations are all over the place. Some start on Friday, but Earth Day is actually the 22nd, and we will be celebrating Earth Day next week. Now, let's see. I know there's one more announcement I need to make before we go off and enjoy the music of Matt Malloy and friends. But let's see. It looks like that's about all I can find. Oh, Saturday, April 29th, Ariel Rose and her group Grace will be at Pacific University from noon to 1:30, 2043 College Way in Forest Grove. For more information, you can call 503-352-2111. Also, John McCutcheon returns to town Sunday, April the 30th. It's an early one now. 3 p.m. at the Hollywood Theater, 4122 Northeast Sandy Boulevard. This is an all-ages event. It's produced by the Portland Folk Music Society and Ellen Regal Productions. For more information, go to www.folkmusic.com. Well, today is Patriot Day, believe it or not. And in the news today, we're getting more and more information about what really is going on in the Great White House. And it looks like we're getting ready to invade Iran, since the current administration really doesn't understand what diplomacy means. It looks like that could be the direction we're going. If you don't like that, get a hold of your legislators. And you can do that very easily. All you have to do is go to rollcall.com. It'll tell you how your legislators have been voting, and if you don't like it, it'll tell you how to get a hold of them. One other thing I wanted to announce, and that is that the annual Handmade Musical Instrument Show will be held Saturday and Sunday, April 22nd and 23rd, at Merrillhurst University, just south of Lake Oswego on Highway 43. Signs will be posted. So basically, if you just get on 43 and head towards Lake Oswego, you'll start seeing signs for Merrillhurst University and the annual Handmade Musical Instrument Show. This is a showcase of just some of the most exquisite musical instruments built recently and in years past. So most definitely check that one out. You have an opportunity to see a contemporary Irish play called By the Bog of Cats, which will open May 5th and plays Thursdays through Saturdays from 8 to 8 p.m. and Sundays at 2 p.m. This is it's written by Ireland's stunning controversial playwright Marina Carr. By the Bog of Cats tells a gripping story of vengeance and forgiveness with echoes of the Medea legend. This new Medea story set in modern Ireland will stop you in its tracks. Its approach to theater is riveting and teeming with broken, vulnerable characters as rock strong as the ancient oaks in their mysterious words. And it doesn't hurt that Carr knows how to write some hysterical comedy as well. Directed by Meryl Lynn Taylor and Drammy Award-winning set designer Tim Stapleton. That's Coho production of By the Bog of Cats, 2257 Northwest Raleigh Street. For more information, you can go to www.cohoproductions.org. And hopefully we'll have them on the show before the actual play starts. And that will be a really great interview. Well, I think I've just about covered it all. If anybody else has anything out there that they'd like to add, you can ring me up at 503-231-8187. A couple of things that I did want to mention before we go to music, and that is that June Pointer, one of my heroines, if you will, died Tuesday in the arms of her sisters. You remember the Pointer sisters. My first introduction to them was when Frank Zappa picked up the quartet, which included June, Anita, Ruth, and Bonnie, Sister Bonnie. They were playing in Kansas City at that time with Frank Zappa. And I was just absolutely smitten from the first note they sang. But June Pointer lost her battle with cancer at 52 years old. She passed away last Tuesday in the arms of her sisters, Ruth and Anita, and her two brothers, Fritz and Michael, at her side. Her sister Bonnie was able to get there in time, but I'm sure was there in spirit. And then, of course, the KABU family is mourning the great loss of Deborah Rashad. If you listen to jazz on Saturday afternoon, and I always do because it's one of my favorite programs, Eugene Rashad is the host, and his wife, Deborah, passed away suddenly last Tuesday afternoon. And I came in to talk with him briefly on Saturday, and I was listening to his show. I was sitting on the bluff overlooking the shipyards there, watching the incredible storm roll in that we had. And he was talking about how much community means and how much KABU means and how much of a family KABU is. Each and every staff member, board member, volunteer, person who walks through that door, people who send money when we ask for membership, people who are members, people who are new members, people who have not joined us yet but listen and support us. That is family. And the fact that this man could step outside his own pain and at a time of such great loss and talk about community and keeping KABU on the air and how much it meant, and that he's just sitting in for the great George Page, really truly shows you the dedication, the level of dedication that the people who bring you this radio station have. And so, with sadness and joy in my heart at the same time, I dedicate this show to Deborah and to Eugene, who have shown us all the true meaning of community, the true meaning of love. Thank you. Thank you so much. And thank you, listeners, for all of your support as well. And so here we go now. We're going to change gears a little bit. We're going to Matt Malloy's Pub And we're just going to listen to tunes and just let it ride. So enjoy. Thank you to each and every one of you who pledged your support, whether it be on this program or others. We are on the air because you care, and we intend to stay there.
noise when. so good. Go ahead,
about 9:53, and time for me to get ready to wrap it up here on the Celtic Hour. I've been doing this show now for about 21 years, believe it or not, with only a couple of misses, and it's been my privilege to come here every Monday and play this great music for you, music that I love, I truly love, that I grew up with, and that so many of you grew up listening to, and some of you may be new to, but you can't help but love it. So I'd like to thank all of you once again who called in and pledged your support in our membership drive and became members of the Big KBOO family. We celebrate the good times, we celebrate the hard times, and we do it all together because that's what it's all about. We've been listening to this wonderful CD. I love this CD. And it's very reminiscent of some sessions over at the Alberta Street Public House on Friday night, starting at about 9 p.m. You can go over there and catch some of Portland's finest Irish musicians playing away over at the Alberta Street Public House, 1036 Northeast Alberta Street, usually Friday night around 9, 9:30 or so, till the wee hours. There's also Irish music being played over at the Moon and Six, the County Cork. I mean, you just have to look online and you'll find it. You can find a link through the Cayley Society at cayley@wizardisland.org. I believe the Portland Folk Music Society is also having a third Saturday concert at the Friends Meeting Hall on 43rd and Stark in Southeast Portland, but I don't have that information. So just go to www.folkmusic.com and you'll get that information. Well, a couple of things. Today we march, tomorrow we vote. So you keep that in mind. For those of you who are listening to us across the country, demand a paper ballot. Get an absentee ballot now for the general election coming up in November. I'd like to remind you that strong community radio needs a steady flow of currency. So if you made a promise to us during our membership drive, keep that promise because we'll keep ours to you. We will always be on the air and we will have your back. So do the same for us. We let one hand hold the other. Okay, that's about it for me this evening. We got one more set of tunes to play for you, but I really kind of hate to interrupt Matt there, but stark reality must come in once in a while.
Our enemies are innovative and resourceful, and so are we. They never stop thinking about new ways to harm our country and our people, and neither do we.
Yes, we know. That's why Dick Cheney slunk into Seattle today like a thief. and slunk back out. So, Mr. Cheney, if you're listening to KBOO, I hope you've enjoyed the music I've played. And one thing that you need to remember, we are united, and we will bring this folly down. I hope you have your resume. Oh, and by the way, chew on this for a minute or two. The guy that's retiring from ExxonMobil, their chief CEO, is getting the equivalent package deal of $187,000 a day. Shame on him. There's still genocide going on in New Orleans. Shame on him. But that's why we're here, to keep you informed and to play great music and to be part of the community. So until next week, Iano Yanpa, if you are not outraged, you are not paying attention. Take care of yourselves. Take care of one another. Email me. My name is Jewel. The email is CelticHour@AOL.com. Put a header on it or I'll delete you. Till next week, please stay tuned for Barbara LaMorticella and the Talking Earth. Peace. Good night, Deborah.